Welcome back to another episode of the Nationwide Podcast. I am Ashida Joseph, and today we're here with the lovely Melissa Ali, who is an entrepreneur and an interior designer. Now, Melissa, could you give us a bit of background about yourself and a bit about what you do?
Okay, that's no problem. Well, first off, thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here. I'm an interior designer. I've been an interior designer for the past 10 years. I own my own interior design company here in Barbados. It's called Mela Design, and we specialize in both residential and commercial design. And I recently, probably about 5 months ago or so, opened my own cafe called Coco Mode in the Graham Hall Nature Sanctuary.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Matea, that you look stunning today. I love the red dress on you.
Thank you.
It looks so beautiful.
Thank you.
So what sparked your creative journey, and when did you first feel drawn to the world of design and aesthetics?
You know, it's actually an interesting story. It's not like I always wanted to do interior design and I love decorating my room and picking out paint colors. It's not like that at all. It was actually a very impulsive decision. My dad is a contractor, so I did grow up in the construction industry. But I'm an artist. I'm an artist before anything else. I used to love painting and drawing. So I went to BCC for visual arts, which is an associate's degree. So that's 2 years. And I had completed the first year. And life happens, you know, friendships, relationships, all of that. That's the reality of life. I was going through a really hard time after that first year. I grew up with strict parents too. Like, my parents are very strict. And at that age, at 16, 17, I was like, I just want to get out of Barbados. I just want to go away. I don't want to be here. One day I was sitting watching TV and I saw the Art Institutes have an ad for visual arts. And I was like, this is my opportunity to leave. I could just tell my parents I want to go away for university and that's going to be it. I went on their website and I was looking for visual arts to continue painting, you know, do a bachelor's degree in that. For some reason, this was God's work.
Mm-hmm.
The visual arts college did not have a visual arts program in the list. I'm sure it did, because when I got there, they had art students. But for some reason, it was not there. I don't know what happened. And I was like, all right, cool, whatever. And I saw interior design. And I was like, I don't know what that is, but click. So I applied to the program and I got accepted and I was like, all right, cool. I guess we're doing interior design. I didn't even know what interior design was at that point. I was like, is this really a thing? You pay people to put furniture in your house? I was like, this is a thing. And I went away, and after the first few classes, I absolutely fell in love with it. And it was such a spontaneous, impulsive decision. And I will say it's the best impulsive decision I've ever made in my life. I just absolutely fell in love with it.
Start your day with the Nation News ePaper. Enjoy the accessibility and new upgrades of the Nation News ePaper daily, whether on our mobile app or Nation News website. For added convenience, use our new audio read feature, which reads the newspaper aloud, or look in the archives for any publications you may have missed. Get your news, your time, your way with the Nation News ePaper and enjoy our new upgrades.
Yeah, I love the fact that you took a leap of faith, because you said you didn't know what interior designing was, but then it was just like, okay, let me try this out and see where it will land.
Yeah.
So how has designing in Barbados influenced your style, merging modern sophistication with island living?
It was very different when I came back, because I was studying in Miami, and just Miami in general, like the architecture, everything is very like modern, and you've got your metals and everything's white. Everything is just white. All the buildings are so boring. Everything is just white. And then I came back here and we have such a vibrant culture here, you know, like everything is colorful, you know, just the caning, the rattan, things like that. Textures are different. And I definitely, again, like fell in love with Caribbean design. And I would say right now, I've definitely merged, you know, a more contemporary modern look with Caribbean design. So I love to do like a neutral base, you know, a nice off-white sofa, And then you've got some details at the sides with some caning or maybe like some roping detail, just a little bit of a nautical Caribbean essence. And then you throw in your colors on top of that, you know, kind of an homage to Caribbean vibrancy and color. So I would say my style, and typically designers in general, our taste definitely evolves, especially influenced by trends and things like that. But right now, I'm definitely Caribbean modern.
Yes, please. So Coco Mode represents a shift from interior design to a broader lifestyle experience. So what sparked that transition for you personally?
Honestly, I feel like I've just always wanted to help people. And one way that I find an interior design, I view interior design as helping people too. Like, it's literally you're creating a safe space for people, you know, a roof over their heads, you know, a nice space that you can feel comfortable in, whether that's your home space or a commercial space, somewhere you want to go to work and feel productive. And it's just always been about helping people. But also, I'm just an artist and I love food and I love, you know, making things for people, making it look pretty, presentation. I always wanted to open a cafe, always wanted to. And it was something that I always had on my mind, you know, probably for years now, probably over a decade now. I've just always had this, like, I really want to open a cafe. And, you know, just move more towards like a lifestyle type of entrepreneurship type of approach to my businesses. So whether that's helping people in design or having a cafe where I can create, I mean, it's a health bar actually. So we do smoothies, juices, acai bowls, we do the salads. So it's just this mindset of creating wholesome, healthy meals for people. Like, that makes me so happy, you know, just to have a healthy option. I was also diagnosed with celiac last year, which is an intolerance to gluten. So that was also something that really pushed me, because once I got that diagnosis, I was like, it's really hard to find places in Barbados that have gluten-free foods. Yeah. It's also hard as a restaurant to have gluten-free products, because then the suppliers don't always have those products available. So, you know, we do like gluten-free cheesecakes and gluten-free banana bread. We have the gluten-free wraps as well if somebody wants that. So it's just all about options and just providing for people who might have a different lifestyle as well.
So why was it important to use Coco Mode as a space for giving back this season?
Well, it's not that I can't give back with Mela Design. Like, any company can do charity work. But for some reason, Coco Mode, it's all about community. Like, you're interfacing with the customers, you know, on a more personal level. Yeah. All day you're dealing with people, you know, you create like your regulars that come in, and it's just like this community feeling. And it just felt like Coco Mode would be the ideal business for me to have, where I can collaborate with charities and just spread some good, especially during Christmas time. You know, we have gifts and things like that, and unfortunately for some people, that's not their reality. You know, Christmas isn't, you know, all the gifts and the happy time for some people. So I just really wanted to, this Christmas, get into some of that charity work with Coco Mode and continue doing that as we go along.
I love the fact that you like to help people, you know, whether it's creating a space for them in interior design or through your cafe. Yeah. I think that's very important, and I think it's a good thing that you're doing.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot.
So what is next for you, Melissa?
Well, entrepreneurship is not a straight line. And to add to what you just said, at the end of the day, I just know my mission is to help people. Whether that's continuing to do it in interior design, if I do workshops, because I used to do interior design classes. So whether it's, you know, spreading my knowledge, or if it's through Coco Mode and our charity work as well, this Christmas coming up, we are collaborating with two charities. So we'll be working with the Sandy Lane Charitable Trust and we're going to have a special drink. And a portion of the sales will be donated to the Sandy Lane Charitable Trust. So we have our strawberry pistachio latte.
Mm.
Yes, it actually tastes really good. You should come and try it. And so yeah, we've got that drink. A portion of the sales are donated to them. And then we've also got a wishing tree in collaboration with Variety, the children's charity. So on that tree, we're going to have tags with a gender and an age. And customers can come, they can take one of the tags and say, okay, I want to get a gift for this kid. And they, you know, purchase the gift, they drop it off at Kokomo, and then we hand everything over to Variety. So this is going to be a part of their care program. And it's just to, you know, have, you know, the gifts given to kids who unfortunately are disadvantaged or have a disability or both. And like I said, that's just the reality for some people. You know, they might not be in a position to receive gifts this Christmas. And I think that's a sure way to put a smile on a kid's face. And just to be a part of that is a really great opportunity. So
I think that's such a sweet thing you're doing.
Thank you. Really Thank do. You very much. I hope it encourages more people to give back this Christmas. You know, like just keep those people in mind and just see how best you can help, you know, everyone else out as well.
Yes, please. So for our viewers that are watching, where is Kokomode located so that they can go ahead?
Right, Kokomode is in Graham Hall Nature Sanctuary, and entry to the cafe is free. So you don't have to pay to come to the cafe. You can just park and come in, purchase your strawberry pistachio latte. Mm-hmm. We also have a holiday freak shake this Christmas, and we have an acai matcha as well. So we've got some fun things this Christmas season. But yeah, we are in the Graham Hall Nature Sanctuary, which is on the South Coast.
So what would you tell young designers or entrepreneurs who are looking to build, you know, their life with passion and purpose?
I don't want this to come off as negative. I don't mean it to be negative at all. I mean it to be realistic. We live in the real world. Unfortunately, there's evil in the world, you know, there is. And when we're trying, I don't know why this happens, but when we're just trying to build our dream and sometimes, you know, people see you trying to do better, for some reason, there's a roadblock.
Yeah.
There's always roadblocks and it's going to happen. I know you have a dream. I know you want to be an interior designer or a graphic designer. You want to have your own restaurant, you want to have your own salon, whatever it is, it's not, like I said before, entrepreneurship is not a straight line. You're going to hit some roadblocks. And I would say it's not something to discourage you, but be mindful, cross your T's, dot your I's, and get back up stronger. You're going to have those days. And you're going to have those days where you break down, where you're crying, where you're like, I want to give up. It happens in entrepreneurship. You know, it happens to anybody with a dream. And even, you know, just going to work sometimes is just hard. You know, yeah. You'll have your days, but it's okay. You're human. You have that breakdown, but pull yourself together, get back up. Hard work will always pay off. It will always, always pay off. You can't go wrong. Put in the work. And just stay true to yourself, stay true to your mission, be a kind person, know where your heart is at, and just move with love. And you cannot go wrong, honestly.
I think it's important that you said, you know, there will be challenges because people think that sometimes with jobs, you know, I will not face difficulty, but you know, you will.
Yeah.
And the fact that you mentioned that it's okay to cry, it's okay to have, you know, break down, but you have to get back up and stick to the task at hand.
Yeah.
I think it's very important.
That's the reality. You cannot dwell in it too long. You have that moment, you know, wipe your tears away and just get back up the next day. Keep going. You have to.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Melissa, so much for joining us today. It was a pleasure sitting and chatting with you. And we hope to see you again sometime soon in the future.
Thank you very much. You definitely will. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Nationwide. To view this and more, tune in to our website, our YouTube channel, and any audio streaming platforms.